It's really great to be here as River Network together and to look out and see so many here gathered from our different churches this morning. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Those were the words of Paul to the Philippians in chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. And I believe that those verses reflect what River Network is about. Each of the five churches in River Network was formerly part of CNET, until CNET came to an end back in 2004. And when that happened, the leaders of the churches got together and we said, what do we do now? And as we met together and considered things, we said, well, we have similar values. That was one of the key things we saw. That's why we were all part of CNET, because as churches we had similar values. And we also recognise the fact that between people in the churches, and then particularly between the leaders of the churches, there were deep friendships that had been built over the years. It wasn't just about relationship, it was something much more, that there were some deep friendships. And so we decided to form a new network with those churches. And then after a lot of deliberation and consultation, eventually, we came up with the name River Network, which captured the idea of flowing together. The thing about small streams, each with its own identity, but coming together to form a river, something much stronger and more powerful. And all of our churches are, relatively speaking, small churches. And with small churches, there are limitations as to what you can and cannot do. And we saw that there were things that we could do together that would not be practical just in our separate churches. There were other things that we could do better when we came together. And so here we could see value in being a network together. And here you see that partnership in the gospel that Paul speaks about. He saw it with the church at Philippi and said, I have a partnership in the gospel with you. And for us as River Network churches, we are partners in the gospel. And then in verse 6, as we just read, it says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. And this speaks of growth, of going onward and upward. God is at work in our lives, and God is faithful in continuing that work. But he also looks for our cooperation. He doesn't just do it all by himself. You go on in Philippians to chapter 2 and verse 12. It says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. He talks about us working out our salvation. We have to play our part in growing and in coming closer to God. And so he works with us and he works in and through us. And one of the desires of River Network is to see growth, is to help the members of our churches to become what God wants, to become all that God intends. And that is captured within the vision that we set for River Network. See, as we considered in those early days, we put together the vision and the values for River Network. And from those, we set out certain aims that we had as a network together. So, how are we doing? What have we achieved in the time we have been a network together? Hopefully all of you are aware of some of the things that have been done together and what we have achieved. But I would believe that much of what has gone on is actually less obvious. There is probably more that has happened than most of you realize. And I want to encourage you, as I just share briefly this morning, about what has happened and what is happening within the network. One of the aims that came out of the values and visions was to have celebration events that all the members of the church could attend. Because we as five churches are pretty scattered. Not as if you're in one geographic location. So it means that whenever we have something together, always some, in fact most, have to travel a long way. So there's effort involved. So it's well done, everyone, for being here today, because this has involved effort. Yeah, Alex wants to give you all a clap. But it is good that we're here together. But we want to hold these things because we want to have that opportunity of being part of something bigger. It's why we're one of the reasons for being a network, that within your churches, it's like, okay, that's what we see, it's good, but by coming together in celebrations, we're reminded we're part of a bigger family, of a bigger work, that God is at work in these ways. And that is really valuable when you're in a small church. So we held celebration in 2006. There was another in 2007. Today is a time of celebration with workshops as well. Last year we had the weekend at Ashburnham, where again we were able to celebrate together. In 2011, we will have our next weekend at Highley called Vision to Grow. Now, let me say, that is a long gap from the last one. And we know that many of you wanted one before, like having it next year. But it will be worth the wait. Alex is going to share more about the weekend at the end of the day, and there will be leaflets about it that you can take away. But Les and Jackie alerted us, if you like, to Highley. And some of you may have been there. And as leaders, we went to see Highley, and it was wonderful. It was a wonderful place. The facilities there are far better than we experienced last time. And we had no doubt when we saw it, this is the place to go to. We just had to wait a little bit longer. So you have to be patient, but if you go, you will have a great time. So make sure you book. Make sure you get in there. So we have the celebrations together. Within the vision, part of what we said was this: to develop ministries by providing opportunities for training and ministry across our churches, nation, and overseas. So we want people to grow. So we want to provide where we can training opportunities. And that's one of the things, the training, that we can do better together than separately. So 2 years ago, we had a training event for leaders at different levels. The weekend was an opportunity to grow. Today is a time where there's further training. The prophecy group that meets regularly from across the churches also provides opportunities to grow. And then we held the River Network Million Leaders Mandate training, where different ones came together to learn over quite a period of time about leadership. All of these being opportunities to train and to grow together. That part of the vision I just said, let me tell you again, to develop ministries by providing opportunities for training and also ministry across our churches, nation, and overseas. So the prophecy group, as I said, gives opportunities to train, but also to minister and to develop within that. We've tried to encourage the transference of preachers, to have preachers from one church go to another, and particularly to develop those who don't normally do it. Let's say there has been some progress, there is room for more. And I hope we will see more of that happening. But then there have been opportunities and our opportunities overseas as well. And Matt and I are both trained as Million Leaders Mandate trainers, so we could go out and do the training ourselves. And I've now been involved in Million Leaders Mandate Uganda, Million Leaders Mandate in Kenya as well. And that has led to opportunities for other leaders within River Network to take part. Two of the leaders in our church in Weybridge came out and trained in MLM Uganda with me. We've just held the first year of MLM Kenya, and Alex came. Next year, all being well, Matt will come, and then Alex will come in the third year. I hope that next July we'll start MLM Rwanda. Chris from my church should be coming, and Joe from Webern will be coming as well. And these have actually become possible partly because of the River Network Million Leaders training. So one thing has led to another. And these are opportunities for people in the network to grow and develop in their ministry. Now, the MLM training actually reflects another side of River Network as well. Because one of our values as a network is generosity. And each of the five churches gives a small monthly contribution into River Network to enable various things to happen. But out of that, we chose to give 1/10 of it away. And that has meant that River Network was able to sponsor two of the leaders at MLM Uganda and is now sponsoring four of the leaders at MLM Kenya. And the effect of that, the effect of MLM Uganda was amazing. We actually had nine Kenyan pastors at that training, and they've been involved in the planning and the working out of MLM Kenya. The one led to the other. The two leaders that River Network sponsored in Uganda both brought teams of other leaders to MLM Kenya. Two of the leaders that Charlton and Blackheath Christian Fellowship sponsored in Uganda also brought teams of leaders to MLM Kenya. Another of the leaders that CBCF sponsored, called Charles, quite a quiet guy, he went down to Zambia and has been training leaders in Zambia as well. So what you began has spread into another country. Two of the leaders that Webern sponsored in Uganda are now teaching that training in a secondary school. David is the headmaster. Daniel is a young 21-year-old, really fired up for it. He's trained, I think it was 40 last year, who'll be going on to the second year's training. He's got 80 more beginning year one training. And it's going out from there. They want to take it into other schools. That's come out of your generosity. One of the leaders at our church in Weybridge sponsored, he's from Congo. He wrote to me last week. He said, I now have six branches of MLM training in Congo. Within his own province, he's gone into a second province. He's going into a third province. This has come out of what we as a network have been able to do. And as well as that, it works the other way. When we were in Kenya, I talked to all the leaders that CBCF are sponsoring. And I told them about the changes going on in the church. So now you have eight leaders and their churches praying for your church and what is going on here. And that's great. I tell you, when you get the African churches praying for you, that's really good. So it's a two-way thing that goes on. But then continuing this theme of generosity, if you were at the weekend, you may remember that we held a collection. We raised about £2,200 from that. And this was soon after the post-election violence that went on in Kenya. So half of that money was given to Stan Gain from CBCF, who does a great work in many places, particularly in Kenya. And he went out and he was able to hold some of his unity conferences. he distributed many copies of the book on unity that he has written. And that made a big impact in Kenya and really helped in those troubled times. The other half of that money went to Bishop Ambrose Samo in Kisumu. And it was bad in Kisumu with the violence. When Alex and I were there, I drove around and saw many burnt out buildings that are still there, still destroyed from that violence. But the money given to Ambrose was able to help some of the victims of that violence. You enabled that to happen. The tensions are still there. But it was interesting. We held MLM Kenya in Kisumu, and it brought Kikuyus and Luos and Luyas. And they were the main protagonists in that violence. And Ambrose was talking to me, and he spoke about the reconciliation that had taken place during that week. And he sent me an email the other day, and he said, the mission has made a big change in Kisumu and has broken walls of hatred. That's wonderful. I mean, that was a byproduct, if you like. It wasn't why we were there, but God was using it. God was using something that, as a network, we're able to do. And these overseas links work both ways, as I've just said. But in May of this year, our church brought over Benny and Elaine Thomas from Mumbai in India. And they're pastors of two of the congregations in Covenant Blessings Church there. It gave them, Benny and Elaine, an opportunity to take a break from their very busy lives. It gave them an opportunity to grow as they were ministering here. But then they were able to share in different places. They shared in our church, they shared in Webburn Church, they shared here in Charlton Blackheath. And they were a blessing to each of the places they went to. And it gave us, when we heard them, the opportunity to learn more of what God is doing in India. So we were able to bless them, and we were able to be blessed ourselves. And looking ahead, next year, Ambrose wants to come over to the UK. He actually used to come very, very often in CNET days, but he wants to come and visit the River Network churches and be speaking there in Sundays. So I hope next year that will come to pass, and that you'll have the joy of being able to welcome Ambrose from Kenya in your churches. And finally, just one more thing to say, coming out of our vision and values. Something that's not seen by most, but is actually very important. Within the values, it says, we ensure the accountability of key church leaders, and we seek to support and encourage leaders. And that's been something that's really been worked out, because we do, as we meet together as key leaders, ensure that that accountability is in place and that it is real, and that the guys are meeting with people they're accountable to. And as well, it has been of great support to those key leaders as we've met together, because there have been times of difficulty. There always are. And at different times, different leaders have been able to come and say, well, this is happening. And we've been able to share together, pray together, share counsel, and be that support for one another. And there are times of change as well. And again, it's been possible to give support in prayer and just encouraging each other. So later, at the end of the day, Matt will be sharing something of the changes that are going on for him and for CBCF. And then in our church in Weybridge, we are also in time of change, because Heather and I have just handed over the main leadership of the church to Yarbury. Who's over there? Yarbury, please stand. No, stand so they can see you. Here he is. So you will see more of Yarbury in the days to come. I should be continuing as an elder in the church, but Yarbury's taken on the main leadership now, which will allow Heather and me to focus on our ministry in Africa. Last Sunday we had a commissioning service for our new ministry team and for Yarbury, and we had various leaders of River Network churches come and share in that, which was great to be together. So that support is something most of you won't see, but it is crucial and has been a great blessing. So this is just summarizing some of the things that have happened and that are happening within this network. That we might think, what are we achieving? But I believe there is far more going on than many of us have realized. So yes, it is good to be a network together. It is good to be River Network. We could do better, but you can always do better. But so much has already been achieved, and so much is going on. God is at work in and through us. He is bringing that good work to completion. And we in River Network are partners in the gospel. Praise God. Amen.